producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you can call whenever you want. I mean, 24-7, 365. If you want to get me, however, what you want to do is call between noon and 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday. And then you will do exactly what Barbara said, which is get a hold of me early, easily, and with a minimum kind of weight. So, Barbara, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm 67. And I was hoping you could give me some tips on how to rid myself of an annoyance that's been bothering me like forever. It's two tapes that replay over and over in my head, and they started back when I was a little girl in the mid-50s, and I had a grandmother who used to always try to fatten me up because I was skinny and a very active, healthy little girl. And she would say, eat. If you don't have some fat on you and you get sick, you'll be skin and bones. So now I'm far from skin and bones and overweight. And whenever I lose a few pounds, I get frightened. And my grandmother's words come back to haunt me. And then I put it back on again. So that was one saying. And the other one was, don't laugh too hard today because you'll be crying tomorrow. So fast forward to today, and all my life, whenever anything good happens to me, I can't enjoy it as these second set of words pop into my brain, and I'm waiting for the crying part to begin and
all right, fair enough.
To happen. So my question to you is, how do I erase these tapes?
Okay, erasing tapes is very hard because, as anybody can tell you who's ever dealt with tapes, which certainly in radio all of us used to, is that you can still get a ghost on the tape. Once a tape's been recorded, when something's been digitally or, I guess, electronically put down, that you can get ghosts. So rather than erase the tapes, what if we replace the tapes? What if we surrounded that one tape, or those two tapes, and let's treat them separately, with all sorts of other tapes so they comprise a much smaller percentage of your tape library?
Okay.
Because erasing them completely is, as you've already discovered, is really not feasible. But if we could, what we're really going to try and do is yoke the old tape with a much more powerful, much newer, much more vibrant new tape. So, for example, on the grandmother tape saying, you need to eat more because if you ever get sick, you'll be skin and bones. What we can do is replace a tape of, I don't know, figure out either somebody that you think is gorgeous, not overly skinny, but is really gorgeous, or someone in your life that you view as an authority figure, or somebody who is a talking head, or anybody you want. You can, I suppose you can put me up there saying, Barbara, we put on basically a pound a year if we're not careful after 30, and nobody wants to be 30 pounds overweight by the time they're 60. Therefore, we know that if you're slightly underweight, that you are going to live longer, and not only going to live longer, you're going to live healthier. So let's figure out a way for you to be your most gorgeous self. One of the things to do, which is to sort of take a picture of your grandmother. Hopefully, was Grammy kind of heavy?
Yeah.
Great. Take a picture of Grammy. And then do you have a picture of yourself where you were your most beautiful, where you felt you were the most attractive you've ever been?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Let's put those two together. All right, and you can Photoshop them. You may even have one where you were sitting. I actually have one with my grandmother, who was plump and adorable, and me, and I was probably at my skinniest. And it never even occurred to me. I have it in my bathroom, and I have it in my bathroom because that way I see Grandma twice a day when I brush my teeth, at least, and sometimes more than that. But there may be unconsciously me putting something else there because it's hard for a psychologist. psychologist to suggest that they don't have an unconscious life, because if not us, then who? So maybe go and seek out a picture. If you don't have one, Photoshop one, or get one of your grandchildren or your next door neighbor or somebody, or just take it over to Kinko and they'll combine them. And I would put a couple of those pictures around your house. I would put one on your refrigerator. Might put one in my bedroom or my bathroom by my scale. I know you have a scale in there. A couple of other places. So you can remind yourself that Grandma lived in a different time. And if you want to, you could go get a picture of, you know, it's funny you should mention this, because yesterday on Thursdays I do an interview with Doug Steffen on Good Day. And one of the things he wanted to talk about yesterday was body image. And I said, well, one of the things that we need to be aware of is it's not body image that's the problem. It's unrealistic body image that's a problem. So your grandmother had a very different, two generations ago, version of what it was to be healthy. Hers was much more the Rubens-esque kind of thing. So go get a Rubens, go get one of your, you know, or just Google Rubens, and there will be those fleshy damsels coming up. Then those women would be considered obese today. So put one of those up too to remind yourself things change. So you can look at Rubens-esque. You can look at Grandma, then you can look at you, and you can have maybe a picture of yourself now within the last couple of years of when your favorite picture of yourself is. So what you're really doing is you're replacing Grandma's tape. You're not erasing it. You're saying Grandma was a woman of her time. And you know, one of the comments I made with Doug yesterday is if all of us were living in Reuben's time, we would be considered sickly, most of us, except the very obese, because overweight was a sign of royalty, was a sign of richness, that you had enough to eat, because the rest of us peasants were starving to death, and we were your grandmother's skin and bones. And presumably your grandmother of that generation was influenced by the fact of people starving to death all over Europe, concentration camps. So the idea, and still sort of being descended from that Rubenesque kind of notion that healthy, wealthy, well-endowed people, and well-endowed not sexually, but well-endowed by God, were fat because they could afford to be fat. That was a sign of health and wealth and blessing. The rest of us were peasants who were skin and bones, and we were going to succumb. It also turns out there's a story yesterday that says gerbils may have actually been responsible for the bubonic plague rather than rats. They've been getting a bad PR all this time. I digress. So let's begin with replacing or overshadowing your grandmother's tape by some reality testing, by some pictorial references. So whenever you sort of find yourself saying, oh, I'm going to be skin and bones, go to the refrigerator or go to your bathroom, or maybe carry some in your wallet. So when you're out and thinking about, you know, what I really need is a cupcake, maybe what you can do is whip that out of your wallet and go get yourself, I hate to say, a diet 7-Up, I guess, or a glass of water or a sorbet or something with significantly fewer calories. So we're not really erasing grandmother. We're putting her in a context. Rubens, Grandma, Barbara Young, Barbara now at her best. So you can remind yourself that you don't have to listen to that tape anymore. You have a whole different tape, a whole different perspective, a whole modern point of view that makes much more sense. All right, so let's go then the second one. Okay, yeah, and pictorial helps because we are visual creatures, we human beings.
Yeah.
Much more so. Our ears don't work as well as other animals. Our eyes, you know, our sense of smell is for squat. You know, our sense of touch. So we are visual. And so visual should help another pathway in addition to the other pathways that you're using, which is to say, no, you know, I want to be healthy and I want to be attractive. And as I said to Doug yesterday, maybe the issue is instead of being skinny, because you don't want to be skinny either, that's not very healthy, to fit into your favorite outfit,
right,
or your skinny jeans or whatever. Or maybe you're not your skinny jeans, but your attractive jeans. All right, so that takes one whole set of tapes and surrounds them by another set of tapes. So their impact is minimized because there's such a your grandma's voice is such a small percentage. And also, what I would also do is in the tape library where your grandma's voice is, add another voice of your grandmother saying, oh, you're so beautiful, because all grandmothers say that. All right? So let me put you on hold, and then we'll come back. Hang on. We have to tackle the laughing part. All right? So hang on with me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 800-544-70. And I just gave you the wrong phone number, 855-99-375-69.
A little bit of a throwback there.
I was going to say, my tape, I told you, it doesn't get erased. It just kind of lingers back there, giving you sort of inappropriate messages. Barbara, I was just, that was absolutely unintentional on my part, but I'll pretend it was intentional. Just to buoy my comments. All right, here we go. It actually is not a bad point. In that if you've done something for a very long time, you need to both consciously consciously, you need to consciously replay a different tape. And then after a while, because it's conscious, because it's newer, and because at some point it will become more frequent, the duration will have gone for as long as the past. I mean, all you have to do is live to 120 years. But the point is that I don't very often make that mistake. And I make that mistake when I'm doing three things at the same time. When I was sort of responding to you, Manny was in my ear. I looked at the clock to see how much time I had and to talk with you. And so, but the point being, it's not a bad example that if you're not thinking about it consciously, you may do what you've always done because it's embedded. But it doesn't have to stay embedded. What you can do is go, wait a minute, that's wrong. I just, you know, when I was about halfway through, and I went, well, wrong number. Because I've done the other number recently enough that it felt wrong. Even before it was a conscious thought, I knew there was something wrong. So I stopped and then went back and did the right thing. And you can do the same thing. I would love to say I did that whole thing just to prove to you, but I didn't. It was just a mistake on my part. But it was a useful mistake for us. All right.
Yeah.
So now let's go to The Harder They Laugh. Get a picture of your grandmother at her most staid. And if you go through your family album, part of it was, I swear to you, that women, that nobody had very good teeth. They didn't have very good dental hygiene. So people lost their teeth early, especially women lost their teeth during pregnancy. Nutrition wasn't as good. So if you look at pictures from, let's see, a grandmother would be presumably, that's two generations, so that's 40 years. So if you looked at your grandmother when she was young, and even pictures, it doesn't even have to be of your grandmother, of just people. If you look at Civil War pictures, if you look at pictures from the Wild Wild West, if you look at immigrants to the United States, nobody is smiling ever.
No good teeth.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right. And part of George Washington never had a picture smiling, and the assumption is that he had false teeth that didn't fit very well. So he didn't open his, he spoke with his lips very, very taut, and you never see a picture of George Washington smiling. I don't think it's a picture of Abraham Lincoln smiling. So the idea being a combination of trying, that people just didn't smile, and I think the reason they didn't smile is primarily dental. But if you're not smiling, then, if you look at pictures, of even children aren't smiling. Everybody looks very serious. So that whole notion that serious people were serious. And you can see how from those pictures, really, that because our pictures are how we view ourselves by definition, right? And how other people view us. In some primitive societies, people think if you take a picture, you're capturing someone's soul. All right. So if you think about that, if you think about the fact none of those people ever smiled, and even till fairly recently, where, you know, now we're into selfies where everybody is showing all their veneers, but the idea that people didn't smile, and I mean Edward R. Murrow never smiled, right? That serious, thoughtful, important people didn't smile. So and you can see how you can go very easily from being serious to laughing too much is a problem. That laughing was something that people did because they were stupid, or because they were challenged mentally, or because they were psychotic. So people didn't smile. And if you go through a textbook, the only picture, if you go through your old psychology textbooks from like the 20s, if you can find, I assume you can find a library these days, that you can see that sane people looked very serious, and it was only people that were psychotic. And even they didn't always smile. So you see that's a very short transition from looking serious to being serious, therefore don't smile, and not only don't smile, but certainly don't laugh. So if we, again, understand the context, so go see if you can find a picture from, and it can be your family, it can be anybody's family, the immigrants at Ellis Island, I mean, whatever you want, that life was serious and it was short and you better pay attention, and laughing had no part of it. It's probably also a way of controlling children, to be quite honest, but we don't care about that as much because, again, we're working with the visual. We're dealing with videotape as well as audio tapes here. and that any videotape will trump any audio tape almost ever, forever, right? So, so we, because videotape has got both audio and video, so it's got two pathways rather than one. So it's literally double your bangs for your bucks. So you're going to go and this, take some pictures and put them wherever you want. Those don't necessarily have to be on your refrigerator. They can be in your bedside table. Because what I would have you do is, in addition to the pictures, I would have you do at least one silly, giggly thing every day of your life from now on. To remind yourself, pardon?
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. To remind yourself that life is short and fleeting, and have as much fun as you possibly can. And it can be something as silly. I mean, I have things like, I hate to admit this to you, but I'm going to anyway. I love bubbles. I don't know why I love bubbles, except I think everybody loves bubbles. So I have like 14 different bubble machines or something, you know, either the ones you blow through. I actually had a bubble gun at one point, which somehow seems a little contradictory, but nevertheless. And I love bubbles, and every once in a while, and I forget that they're there sometimes. I will also tell you I have harmonicas all over the house, and I have kaleidoscopes. Of just ways of reminding yourself that... I'll tell you a quick story. When I did my first TV appearance, which was a very long time ago, a friend showed up. I had done a morning TV show in Boston. And a friend showed up when it was pre-recorded. So she showed up on the day that was going to show up. And she, with a bakery box. Remember when you said bakery boxes, little white cardboard boxes, and they would be tied with string. And she showed up. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think French bakeries still do that. And she showed up holding it by the string. And I said, Gail, you know, there's no party. I just invited you. And she said, in this life, you make your own party. And I've never forgotten that. And we do. We make our own party. So you're going to start doing every day. And if you want to do it twice a day, it's okay with me. If on the weekend you want to do more than that. So what you're going to do is you're going to take one picture of somebody that looks very dour. And a family member is fine, maybe even grandma. But we don't need to use grandma for both, or wherever you want to. And you're going to put it someplace where you can also put whatever you want. Maybe it's a Barbie doll. Maybe it's a plant that you enjoy. I saw an orchid for $17 about, it was right around my birthday, so it's like almost 6 months ago, 5 months ago. Brought it home, had like all these plants, and I nurtured it, and it's blooming again. And every time I look at that, I smile at it. So put together a little kind of shrine. A happy place in your house. Every day, at least one thing. You can add new things. If you need to talk with me some more, you stay on the line. If not, go start on getting together your new videotapes and your happy place, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life.
It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's so nice to speak to you again. I'm calling because I have three kids. They are 12, 8, and 5. We live in a neighborhood where there are lots of kids that all, for the most part, play together. And there is one particular child who, I guess I should just say she's not very well taken care of. Her mother goes out and leaves her alone without food, by herself late at night. For the most part, I try to take care of her when I can, but there are other little things, and mostly I'm worried for the little girl. She does some things. She's pretty hypersexual. She's 9, but she's been given boys lap dances, and she just taught my 5-year-old how to make out with a scarecrow. She does little sexy dances for the cars on the street. I obviously don't want my children to learn this behavior, but I don't know what to do with the girl because I feel like if I cut her out of our lives and ignore her, then she has no one. But I don't know what to
do. Well, one of the possibilities is being kind of one of those influences in kids' lives that they refer back to, rather than sort of view her as the slut of Scarsdale or the potential slut of Scarsdale.
Yeah.
One of the possibilities is to have her over your house and say, do you know what? That kind of behavior is kind of Britney Spears, but Britney Spears got herself in a lot of trouble. So maybe as a 9-year-old, it's better to sort of play with your Barbies, and because people are not going to understand that you're just kind of playing make believe.
That's for the most part what I do. But what happens is, as soon as I turn my head or go back around the corner, at it again.
But Susan, look, let's divide this into three parts. One is, what can you do for this kid? And I think the answer is the best you can, unless you're really willing to try and, have her adopted into your family on a long-term basis, which means you've got to have to deal with the mom. And the question is whether or not you really want to add another child to your brood, which is a possibility and certainly not unheard of. The second is, how do you deal with your kids about this? And I think you deal with your kids the same way you deal with any kind of bad behavior on the part of their friends, is you say, that when your kids, hit a kid or use bad language or cheat on a test, they say, well, everybody else does it. And you say, you're not everybody else. I mean, I think mothers from Eve on have been saying that to their kids. I suppose Eve didn't have to worry about it because there were not a whole lot of other kids in the hood. But the idea being that you're held responsible for your behavior, and we don't act that way. And by making your children responsible for their own behavior, they will also be an influence on the 9-year-old. Those, I'll say, mom thinks that that's a silly way to behave. So that's kind of a double whammy that can be very effective. And the third is, I suppose the first two are, how do you deal with this kid in the short run, and how do you deal with her in the long run? And in the long run, do we know anything about the home situation? Does the mom have a job? Do we know what the story is here?
Mom has a job. She's doing a lot of traveling. There basically is no dad. Mom's relying on neighbors for help, and I'm happy to help. But
one of the ways to deal with that may be to make that a little bit more official, of going over and saying, look, we really love having Samantha over here. And, if there are nights that, you have to figure out how far you're willing to go, because it sounds like the mom may be perfectly willing to dump this kid in your lap.
She totally is, and we're not rigid. I mean, I have a husband, so... I could do it a little bit, and I'd love to have her a little bit.
Well, maybe that's what the deal would be, is to say to the mom, listen, we can take Samantha over here on Tuesday and Wednesday if you'd like to have her do a sleepover here. We can't really do more than that, but we'd love to do that if that makes some sense, because we think she's a great kid. And so, you can certainly set some limits and some boundaries, but offer what you can.
Uh-huh.
And I think the very fact that Samantha's learning that other adults like her and want her to be a 9-year-old, not a little sex, not a kid who's getting a lot of attention for sexual behavior, may, in the long run, as well as the short run, help her to set some limits. So, that really does, that's both the short and the long term. I mean, for the short term, you can say to Samantha, listen, that's not a very smart way for a 9-year-old to act, because 15-year-old boys are going to think that you really want to play with them like that, and you probably, you don't. But in the long run, going to Samantha's mom and saying, look, we can take her on Tuesday and Wednesday, or whatever you're willing to do, and then sort of make it very clear to your children that behavior isn't acceptable in the household. Because I've told the sort of chilling story before of my daughter really grew up with fairly healthy eating habits, and was over at a friend's house who was older than my daughter was, I think, about 4, and Rosie was about 7. And I went over to pick her up because they had a play date. And there was this huge amount of tension because Rosie's mom, Doris, had served both girls a bologna sandwich on white bread. And my daughter said, I'm not going to eat that. It's poison. And so Rosie went to her mom and said, she says it's poison. And so there was this huge... fuss. And I said to my daughter, listen, you never have to eat anything in anybody else's house, but you can't ever comment on anything. So we made that, that was one of those rules that we didn't quite understand. But I think that other, other people can. I suspect that Rosie's eating behavior got inadvertently better because of that. I had to convince my daughter that there was actually a slightly more civilized way of behaving. But I think that, the kids do have a huge influence on one another. And so I think, this is, instead of giving money to
to Bangladesh, you can maybe, you know, whatever money you would have given to Bangladesh, you can sort of put in your food budget to feed Samantha a little bit more, and also make the overture to her mother about what you can do. And I mean, because you may be saving a kid. I mean, you worry about a 9-year-old being that sexualized and not really understanding what she's doing, but understanding she'd get a huge amount of attention for it. And it's probably, I mean, if mom's a single mom and has boyfriends doing sleepovers, I mean, Samantha is really imperiled. And so we can maybe give Samantha a little clearer way of nobody's allowed to touch your body, and you know that you are not somebody's play toy, and that this is, you know, that you want to give people a clear idea of who you are, not a confusing idea of who you are, and all sorts of things like that. So those
you
are
think
the,
any of
the
that is
points.
Overstepping, because I actually said to her, she already has altogether four, she has two holes in each ear, and she said that she's going to get two more. And I said, oh, honey, won't you wait till you're a little bit older? And she said, because I want to. And I said, well, you know what, I'm only saying this because I love you. And understand, I said, sometimes when little girls, especially when they're young, have too many holes in their body, people think of them a certain way. And she said, well, that's okay, because it doesn't change a thing about me. And I said, no, you're absolutely right. It doesn't. But it does change what people think of you. And that just went, she could care less. Maybe she didn't understand. I don't know how to overstep.
One of the things you can say is, look, kiddo, if you walk down the street with a clown on your left and a clown on your right, and people say, "There, look at the clowns," they're not going to say, look at Samantha with the clowns. They're going to say, look at the clowns. So people do, whether
that's
it's
good.
Right or wrong, they judge us by the way we look and the people we hang out with. And because sometimes people don't take the time to get to know us, especially if we're doing something that makes them frightened about us or makes them think that we're really different than they are. So, I mean, I think to a certain extent the holes in the ear are probably irrelevant. I think the more sexualized posturing is probably in the long run going to get her in more trouble. And that set of nonchalance may be just a way of the best defense is just being a little offensive. Well, I don't care what people think of me. Maybe because she feels that people don't care enough about her, or that any affection, especially from mom's boyfriends, gets couched in kind of scary, overly sexualized terms. So hang in with her. I did want to share this with you, and this somehow seems that Samantha's guardian angel sort of seems to fit in. This is, as I said, it's called The Train. See if I can get this done in this period of time. If not, I guess I'll start it again. At birth, we boarded the train and we met our parents, and we believed they would always travel by our side. However, at some station, our parents will step down from the train, leaving us on this journey alone. As time goes by, other people will board the train, and they'll be significant. Siblings, friends, children, even the love of our life. Many will step down and leave it a permanent vacuum. Others will go so unnoticed, we didn't even realize they vacated their seats. This train will be full of joy, sorrow, fantasy, expectations, hellos, goodbyes, farewells. Success consists of having good relationships with all the passengers, requiring that we give the best of ourselves. The mystery to everyone is, we do not know at which station we ourselves will step down. So we must live in the best way, love, forgive, and offer the best of who we are. It's important to do this because when the time comes for us to step down and leave our seat empty, we should leave behind memories for those who will continue to travel on the train of life. I wish you a joyful journey on the train of life. Reap success and give lots of love. More importantly, thank goodness for the journey. Lastly, thank you for being one of the passengers on my train. And one of my longtime listeners sent that to me, saying thanks for being on the train ride with me. I just thought it was a nice way of thinking about things, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. 855-99. Dr. Joy, if you're having some trouble deciding which station to get on or what seat to take, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. If you've got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is give me a holler. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Okay, we had put up on Facebook, I guess a day or so ago, of giving you an opportunity to either be the program director or to specifically ask a question on Facebook. Again, if it's about it, somebody had called up had sent me an email about dreams, and I think that's a great subject. But you have to call me about it because there are just too many unanswered questions to send me an email about it. All right, so let's see what else people are talking about.
Let's go to Ella. Ella asked the question, Dr. Joy, I watched Say Yes to the Dress. And as part of the introduction to each bride, they ask about her fiancé. And they all say, quote, He's the most wonderful person I've ever met, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him. In your opinion, why is it that half of them will soon be divorced?
Well, I think it's a good question. First of all, let me give you a couple of answers to that. The first is that we do not differentiate in the society between love and lust. And they are different. Lust is, and neither of them are bad, but to confuse them with one another is a dreadful mistake. Love, I mean, takes time. It takes it takes journeying that you need to go through. The kind of love I think most of us are talking about, that you need to go through a bunch of different experiences together and adapt and adopt. And what sort of keeps you going is, I want to be with this person. If I were in charge of the world, which I don't think anybody's going to put me in charge anytime soon, I would probably make like a much better, a much more powerful criteria than love. Because I don't know that anybody's really ever defined love in any meaningful way. And again, we confuse it with lust. Like is a very intellectual process. We go through a checklist. And if you think about your friends and what you like about your friends, you'll say things like, they have a great sense of humor, or they're always there when I need them to be, or they're always honest with me, or they're a great parent. When you talk about loving somebody, you say, oh, the smell of the back of their neck, or we're soulmates, or, I mean, we say completely different things, which are much more abstract, much more a reflection of our needs than who that other person is, which is part of the answer by why 50% of them get divorced within a couple of years, is that like is looking at the other person. Unfortunately, I think love is much more looking in the mirror of, what do I need, what do I want, how does this person make me feel, which are not bad, but they're very different. And then, of course, lust is baby. Again, nothing wrong with it, but every study ever done suggests that it's a short-term phenomenon rather than a long-term. And marriage, presumably, is a long-term phenomenon rather than a short-term. So if you're basing your criteria for longevity on something that by definition is going to be limited in time, you're already in trouble. And unfortunately, I think we do. And it's very interesting. It's certainly, I think, part of the reason why, for example, there was a study that was done about 15 years ago in Sweden, where cohabitation then was much more common than it was in the United States at the time. Now, I think it's still slightly greater in Sweden than it is here, but cohabitation has gotten to be... There are now actually more people who are unmarried in this country than married, which is the first time ever since census have been taken. And the question is that people who've been married or who've been cohabiting for more than 5 years had a less than average success rate in marriage. In other words, they were more likely to get divorced than people who had not either cohabited or had cohabited for less than 5 years. And nobody can come up with a perfect explanation, and I have two. One is, I think there begins to be a coercive factor of saying, if you won't marry me, I'm leaving. And again, a short-term response to a long-term issue. You may be able to threaten somebody into a response, but will it hold up over time? And the answer is often not. The other issue is exactly what I was talking about before, is the difference between love and lust. That 5 years is a long time to still keep that sexual energy alive. And I think that people tend to get married in the midst of that sexual energy. And when it goes away, the question is, should I marry this person? They're my best friend. I really like them, but there's nothing going on in the bedroom. And I would argue probably not, because after certainly 5 years, you either find a way to deepen the sexual experience and substitute depth for novelty, or you don't. And if you don't, sex life is going to break down. And the problem about sex life breaking down is that it leaves both partners vulnerable to that kind of lust that happens, of just seeing something going, baby. If you've got a perfectly reasonable sex life in your marriage, and it doesn't have to be the same as it was the first couple of months, but if you've got a perfectly reasonable, happy, enduring sex life, neither of you are going to be as susceptible to some little person wandering by your field of view and going, baby. If you don't, you're going to be much more susceptible. And adultery is not a very nice thing. It's not very nice for any of the people concerned. So I suppose the next question is, you know, how do you offset it? Well, I think that good relationships, including marriage, open you up rather than close you down. And especially for women, what we tend to do is we spend a lot of time with our friends until there's a really significant man in our life, and then we invest that same time in him, and tend to view our friends as not so much expendable as less crucial. And there's always going to be a little bit of that, and everybody only has so much time, so there's always going to be adding another person, even if it's another friend, if it's another friend of the same sex or opposite sex, then there's only so much time, so by definition, but the question is to what extent. And if you keep your friendships up, both from both men and women, but especially women, then I think your marriage is going to do better in both the long run and the short run, because it means you're not completely emotionally dependent on that person. And you hear me all the time say dependence is a great short-term basis for a relationship. It will not hold up over the long term, because either the person on whom you're dependent feels claustrophobic, and they're going to push you away at some point, which is going to panic you, or you're going to basically do very well by their nurturing, and you're not going to need them anymore, which means that they have no value to you any longer. So any way you look at it, dependency is not a long-term basis for a relationship. It just will not work. So to summarize, how do you do this? Why do people stay married forever? Well, they probably like each other. They probably still have external activities, obviously they're not sexual, and that a platonic friendships are perfectly fine and probably healthy. They do things together. They find new activities to do together because they can substitute the stimulation from the new activities as opposed to a new partner. And they're committed. They really want to work on their relationship, and they're honest with one another, and they resist temptation. They pretend that they've given up adultery for Lent for the rest of their lives. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.